Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On our Western hotline right now. Anyway, phone lines are open. Bills Steelers Sunday, 1 o'clock. What are your thoughts about the opener that the Bills have? And, you know, what are you looking for the rest of the schedule when it comes out tonight? 803-0550. Christian Garrick's going to join us. Afternoon co-host with Bobby Hebert, WWL Radio New Orleans. Good morning, Christian. It is Howard and Sal. Happy schedule day to you.
Howard, Sal, happy schedule day right back at you. Big day in the National Football League, in particular for the home-standing New Orleans Saints.
Hey, the Saints, here. I was going to say, you know, the Saints in the Breeze era, they were one of those teams, that right? That would be typically a hot commodity for national TV windows. I don't know, as you look at their schedule, we're looking at this and thinking Bills-New Orleans is one of going to be a primetime matchup. What about it from New Orleans perspective?
Yeah, I mean, you got the runner-up as the MVP and Josh Allen, potentially, as a Monday night or primetime matchup. I could see that happening for sure. Just listen, even if Breeze is gone, now that he's retired, New Orleans is still a destination kind of city. I know we're still in a pandemic, but I would expect by, the football season that New Orleans is about back to normal as it can get. And, the networks love coming in to New Orleans. I could see the Bills, Saints in prime time, in particular because the draw is going to be Josh Allen in prime time, and what a stud he is.
I wonder also, I just have this feeling that the game could be a Thanksgiving night game. I think the Saints have played on Thanksgiving right in that window. I'm just wondering, what you guys would feel about that down there in New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be cool, but at the same time, I know my kids are getting tired of me working on Thanksgiving Day. But nonetheless, hey, we signed up for the gig, so we'll take it. I mean, I think that'd be an intriguing one on Thanksgiving Day, and one that I think isn't, it bucks tradition, right? It's not the Cowboys, it's not the Lions, it's the Saints and Bills, and you don't see that very often. I know the Saints have played on Thanksgiving Day a couple times, a handful of times, really, over the last 10 years. And I think, again, that's the network's way of featuring New Orleans and another city that they love coming to.
What is generally speaking, what is the mood down there now that the Breeze era has come to an end?
I would say anxious, just because, they had so much stability at the quarterback position for, 15 years, and now they don't. It's Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill and two players that, have flashed at times. I mean, Jameis Winston, when he was in Tampa Bay, threw for over 5,000 yards. But he also, I called him 30 for 30 before he came to New Orleans because of the 30 touchdown passes and 30 interceptions. And then Taysom Hill last year, 3-1 as a starter. But, the knock on him, and deservedly so, is he doesn't throw a great anticipation. Now, that's the thing with, you look at great quarterbacks and even guys like Drew Brees that don't have, cannons for an arm, you have to throw with anticipation in this league. Otherwise, you're going to hold the ball, you're going to take sacks, and you're going to fumble the ball, and that was a problem for Taysom Hill. So we'll see how this quarterback battle shakes out. But that's one, that's the prime position that Saints fans and the media will be focused on during training camp.
The Saints were in a kind of a cap mess. So I guess I'm wondering, in terms of key losses, let's go there for the next question. What players did they, key players, did they lose in free agency or because of cap purposes?
Yeah, I think you got to look at Jackrabbit, Janoris Jenkins. I mean, he gave you another option at cornerback, opposite of Marshawn Lattimore. They don't have that this year. Oh, by the way, Marshawn Lattimore getting in a little trouble with the police for carrying a gun that was stolen in Cleveland, and I'm willing to bet he's going to look at some league discipline at some point. So the cornerback position in general is going to be kind of thin. They lost, I think, a pretty important player in Sheldon Rankins along the defensive front, and Malcolm Brown as well, their big run stopper. So, you know, two guys in the interior of that defensive line makes you a little thinner there. And, you know, Sheldon Rankins was a player that just couldn't stay healthy. But when he was healthy, he was highly productive. And I thought, you know, did some things that went unnoticed just because of the nature of the position playing D-line. You know, fans don't watch that. Fans watch the ball quite a bit. So he did some things that I think are going to be missed that were unnoticed, you know, while he was here. But I mean, those are the big losses, in my opinion, on a defense. And I think it's a defense that's going to take a step back or two.
Was there, now the draft is the other key part, of course, of the offseason, Christian. Anybody in terms of the overall draft class needs to have an impact, will have an impact as a rookie?
You know, it's one of those drafts that you looked at and you look at them and you go, all right, yeah, because the big theme was it fits the prototype. You know, they're prototype players at their position, the height and weight and all that stuff. I think, you know, the first round pick, Peyton has to work out. I mean, he's got to contribute, and I think that selection was nothing more. I mean, very obvious that, you know, Cam Jordan's getting up there in age, and they got to start replacing. If you watch him play, he looks a lot like Cam Jordan did coming out of college. High energy, high motor, long, could really, you know, get after people with his motor, not necessarily the most dominant in his skill set, but just has an effective way to rush the passer. I think that they're, you know, that's why they took him. You know, to have to have an impact year one, I don't know that there's a must, but, you know, I think that this was a class that they understand where they're going to have to start replacing people here in the near future, and they want to be cheap in doing so.
The other thing I want to ask you about, actually a couple things. One, with the offense, you know, during Breeze's time, there was always a pretty potent offense. I know you'd mentioned at the top the quarterback competition with Winston, Taysom Hill. What are you expecting from the offense? What will it look like? Could it be anywhere where it has been with Breeze? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, excuse me. You know, one thing about Sean Payton is what he's a master at is playing to a player's strengths. So if the offense might look a little different, a lot different, with Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill. Depends on who wins that job. It could look vastly different from the system that Drew Brees ran. Mm-hmm. I know that they had a lot on Drew in terms of, you know, at the line, making calls, mic in the defense, and that might be different. That might be done through the offensive line this time, or, you know, without Brees. And they might take a lot more off of Jameis Winston and put it elsewhere. So, you know, I think the base offense is going to remain the same, but there's going to be some wrinkles that cater to what Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill, what they do best and their skill set. So that's one thing that Sean's always done. Even when the last couple of years when Drew's been out with injuries, he's changed the offense to fit those players, whoever it was that was, whether it was Teddy Bridgewater or Taysom Hill last year, to make sure that, you know, that he's trying to put the quarterback in the best position to have success.
And I did actually want to ask you about a guy who's here now. The Bills signed Emmanuel Sanders, who was with the Saints last season. How did he do? What did you think of him last season? I know it was only, I think, 1 year there, but what did you think of him last season?
He was steady. I know he was a leader in that locker room just because how much of a veteran he is. He's been in the league a while. He'll make some plays. I think his speed, his vertical game has left him a little bit, but he can still work the intermediate routes and he can run the whole route tree. He's not just a receiver that relies on lifting the top off the defense. I think he's going to be productive. You can't ask him to be – I mean, you got Stephon Diggs, so you're not going to ask him to be the number one receiver in that offense. He'll be a nice piece.
Christian Garrick joining us from WWL Radio with a little info there on the Saints. Of course, the Bills have their NFC South is the crossover into the NFC this year. Christian, thanks for coming on with us this morning. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Vince. Bye.